On this Tuesday afternoon, let's check the futures markets and how they traded with commodity broker from L&M Commodities out of Newmarket, Indiana, Wayne Nelson. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
And it was ugly in the bean pit. Any primary force that pushed the market around?
Well, I think, it was a couple things. The worst one being that China announced that they're going to probably release 3 million metric tons out of their reserves to help their processors get through until the new crop comes on here this fall in the real tight situation. I think that really affected and caused stops to be hit. And I think then we saw the funds sell somewhere between 5,000 and 7,000 contracts of beans that got hit by stops. So that, along with a little better weather forecast, was really hard on the bean pit.
Is it a stopgap measure on the Chinese part, or do they simply have enough that they're willing and quite capable, and I suppose this is really the question, to continue to release from the reserves rather than buy on the open market?
You know, as we read through things here, we see that there's a lot of people think that they will restock as the fall harvest comes in, and it's a better harvest than what we've been looking for maybe even just a week ago here in the U.S. and, of course, around the world. So we think that they probably will restock later, but as of today, it was just the news and sort of the shock that the tightness isn't quite as tight here for the month of August.
Is there anything that a producer should consider doing in the face of such a large drop in the old crop and even the new crop soybeans?
Well, you know, most of the farmers shouldn't have too many old crop beans left. They were very tight. Most everybody's been sold out of those. I think you're going to want to wait and give it a day or two here to see if there's a little bounce back just off this great reaction and stop losses we took today. But all in all, you know, the weather forecast continues to get just a little bit better. The corn suffered on the profit-taking because of the wetter GFS outlook at noon, the little precipitation that fell in central Iowa last night, and then it also got hit with stops when we dropped below 490 in the December corn, Todd. So, you know, just the crop ratings really in this cooler weather for pollination just gives everybody a little more feeling of confidence that we're going to have a little better crop than what we thought.
And what do the crops look like in your area?
Oh, you know, we got an inch and six-tenths between Saturday and Sunday over here. We're just ideal. Everything's looking beautiful as far as that goes. But, you know, there's lots of areas along the way that don't look good in some areas. You know, we talked this morning about the Doan little tour and on the western side of Illinois where we thought there were some problems, and they saw things were progressing along and the weather had been very beneficial to the development there.
Anything for the livestock producer today?
The livestock producer, you know, a cheaper bean meal for sure right now, and that's a good thing because they've been paying through the nose for that.
Will it continue to go lower, do you suppose?
I think that we will work our way a little lower here as the supplies loosen up a little bit for this August time frame.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities. He's in Newmarket, Indiana. Joins us on the closing market report for this Tuesday afternoon. You can always hear him again if you'd like on our website. The address there is willag.org. That's willag.org.